Hey, this is Tobin with a special lunchtime edition of the Stop Marketing Now, Do This Instead podcast. So today we're doing step number two of five simple steps to increase the value of your subscribers because we want to get them up to $1 per month or more, right? That's like the baseline. If you're doing anything less than a dollar, you're leaving money on the table. And we've had clients up in the $3 and $4 per month range. So what does that mean? Like if you have 2,000 or 5,000 subscribers on your list and they're actually subscribers, they want to be there. This is permission-based marketing, like they're eager readers. They want to hear from you. They gave you permission to reach out and contact them, and there's engagement. When you have that list, that should be that list should be worth 2,000, 5,000, whatever the size of your list is. It should be worth at least that much in dollars per month. So if you're anything less than that level, let's talk. So today is step two, and we're talking about, this is a step because it's so fundamental to what you do in your list building efforts that we talk about it a lot. We even have exercises built around getting this piece in place for you, and we call it giving your subscribers one good reason to sign up and stick around. One really good reason, because here's the truth. Nobody needs more marketing in their life. Nobody needs more advertising. We run away from it. But if you give people one really good reason to sign up with you and stick around and engage with you, you've got to tell them that up front. So think about the landing page when people say on their website, join our newsletter. Well, why? Why would anyone do that? Why would they sign up for your list if you don't give them a good reason? But if you say, if you sign up for our list, you are going to get X, Y, and Z. And then here's how you can take this to an even better level. You can tell them, how often do you send that newsletter out? Does it come out every Wednesday? Tell them that. That really gives them useful information up front of how you plan to stay in conversation with them. Okay? How many other people are already subscribed to your list? Now, if you have 50 or 500 or less than 1,000, it probably doesn't make sense to share that number because you don't look great relative to some of the other lists out there. But if you have 2,000, 5,000, 10,000, 18,000, 30,000, it probably does make sense to share that number because that's a great social proof that other people are getting value from their list and people are thinking, what might I be missing out on if I'm not on that list and so many other people are? It's kind of like seeing a line of people outside the door of a restaurant. Makes you want to go in and try the food, right? So tell them how often you send. We send it out weekly. We send it on Wednesdays every week. That's really valuable information. Tell them who else. And if you want to see a collection of people who are doing this really well, like other list builders, curated newsletters, send me a note in the comments, or you can reach out to me through my email, tobin@tobinslavin.com. Reach out to me and I'll send you a link because we built our own curated collection of people who are doing this really well. So they've got great newsletters, they create great value, and you can look at their landing pages and see what they're doing and kind of model that for yourself. But think about what giving them that one good reason. What is the value that you are going to provide to them on a regular basis? And I can tell you right now, if you think you're going to share your marketing and that's going to be a valuable reason, they don't want to hear it. Nobody needs more marketing in their life, right? So you've got to come up with something better than that. That's what everybody else is doing. We're going to zig while the rest of the world zags. We're going to do something different by bringing the value and giving it first and giving it regularly. So again, start a conversation. This is the Stop Marketing Now, Do This Instead. What is the this? It's start a conversation. Build value and build relationships with the people in your tribe. Outfriend the competition instead of trying to outspend the competition. And then ultimately, love your people. Take care of them. Give them value bombs. Don't give them more marketing. And if you do that, you take care of people, they'll take care of you in the long run as well. Hope you found this valuable and look forward to seeing you in tomorrow's step three.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.